This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about the Summer Games.
Yes, okay. Would you want to attend the Olympics or Paralympics virtually? Why or why not? Yes, there is a poll happening on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Do participate. We'd like to hear what you have to say. The options on Twitter is yes, I would. Yes, if it's free. No, it's not the same. And no, not interested. We'll go to the results at the end of it.
And some of the comments that have come in as well.
Right. And of course, WhatsApp. 018-789-8899.
Yeah, so the Tokyo 2020 Olympic and Paralympic Games will be held 1 year on without spectators. You know, this, of course, following a new surge in COVID-19 cases in Japan. Organizers, however, have promised unprecedented broadcast coverage and digital innovation to connect fans around the world to the events that will be happening in Tokyo.
So Tokyo 2020, although 2021, is set to be broadcast globally to a potential audience of more than 5 billion people, with more coverage by broadcast partners than any other previous Olympics across linear TV and digital. In Japan, TV coverage is expected to be around double that of Rio 2016. In the US, NBC Universal will air more than 7,000 hours of coverage across TV and digital platforms, a US Olympic record.
The records have started to happen already.
Yeah. Across Europe, Discovery Eurosport will air up to 4,000 hours of coverage on its TV and digital platform, which is being made available in 48 territories.
Yeah, so they've really amped up the content this time around. The Olympic Broadcasting Services, or OBS, which produces the live TV, radio and digital coverage of the games, they are set to produce more than 9,000 hours of content, 30% more than in Brazil in 2016 Rio, right? Coverage will utilize apparently unique camera angles, 360-degree replay, virtual reality, and more analytical data processed by AI than any of the previous games.
Right. So in addition to the broadcast plans, the International Olympic Committee, IOC, and OBS, working with the Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee and Olympic Broadcast Partners, RHBS, have created a suite of digital tools as part of the Share the Passion project. These enable athletes to engage with friends and family in the venues and allow fans to be actively involved in showing support for their favorite competitors. Among the tools is CheerMap, a virtual cheer button which will be embedded on several broadcasters' digital platforms. Okay, fans can watch the broadcast feed of an Olympic event and virtually clap or cheer by clicking the button. The system collects all the cheers and renders a global map of cheer activity. The map is sent as a video stream to broadcasters and showcase on venue video boards. I'd be interested to see that. Another digital offering is Athlete Moment, Family and Friends, which will be available at selected venues. There, Olympians will be able to interact live straight after the competition with their family and friends back home through dedicated Athlete Moment stations.
That should be quite interesting, right? You know, to be able to see athletes with their fans, with their family members as well. I don't know so much about the cheer button, though, the cheer map button, though, because I think it could be interesting. I mean, we'll only know when the games start proper, right? And we actually watch this on TV. But, like, you know, so you're cheering, you know, for, like, your favorite athlete, and then you go press the button. Okay, never mind. Coming back to the story, the IOC has also developed other engagement opportunities for fans, not just the cheer button, an interactive fan zone, trivia competitions, fantasy league challenges, and activations with games partners such as Airbnb, Coca-Cola, Samsung, Intel are also among the plans. So, you know, we'll only start to see all of this, you know, as the games progress.
Right.
But I mean, like, I don't know about you, Frida, but maybe I'll just ask you, now, how excited are you about the Summer Games?
Whenever, I think, like, the highlight would be the opening, right? Mm. Everybody wants to see the opening and see, you know, what's happening. And, of course, there is the crowd and, of course, all the different teams coming out.
The
and
parade.
The parade, right? So it's just going to be a different mood right now. And then, you know, Tokyo's been through a blow, right? I mean, and the rest of the world, yes. Because I remember we were talking about this last year.
Yeah.
And you're saying, will it not? And I'm saying, can lah. You know, I was hoping that it'd be over by July. I guess it didn't happen. But so that's one thing. And then, of course, the games that we're good at, right? And then you know, like, will we get a goal? And I think this is the year we'll get a goal. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Now, you know, I want to come back to what you said about the mood. Like, maybe for us, we are struggling to kind of get into that mood as well with everything that's happening around us. But the mood is poor with the pandemic still raging. And I think the last report that we saw was that 80% of the people in Japan actually opposed the games from taking place at all. So, you know, they are in the thick of this. And of course, also that point about the opening ceremony, many observers who watched the dress rehearsal that happened last night. Mm. They say that the event tonight is going to be a toned down version of what the original plan was.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, like you said, this may be the step in the right direction because, you know, you don't want to be like celebrating all of this when there are
Well,
the pandemic is raging, you know, and people are really suffering. Now, also like the opening ceremony, I know a lot of journalists, sports journalists, of course, they feel like, what is the opening ceremony? Now, there is a ceremony to it, you know, like you're supposed to light the flame and you're supposed to, you know, you have like the participants do that parade and stuff like that. But it's turned into this pompous, gigantic show,
right?
I mean, it's something that we all look forward to, and the fireworks at the end, and you know, all the different cultures and the songs and the dances, and it's really a performance. It's a huge concert, right? Mm. Now, but that really takes away from what the Olympics is about. And
feel that way? I don't.
You think it's a celebration?
I think it's a celebration, you know, of what's to come, you know, during the opening and all that, right? And it's like, it entices people to want to watch the games, right? Mm. And let's just let the world, we've gotten together, let's celebrate, right? That's the idea. Let's celebrate togetherness if we can, right?
Yeah. And I think we need that now more than ever. But I mean, I'm just hoping that, you know, this kind of toned down opening ceremony will then shift the focus back to the sport itself, like the events itself and the athletes and their passion and, you know, just pushing the boundaries to just be the best at something, right? So I'm hoping this comes back to that, and that we can also kind of cheer our athletes on and cheer the games on, you know, despite it happening during the pandemic, like to just make the best of it because it's happening already, right?
Right.
Yeah. So if you're wondering how to watch the Olympics, yes, it's all over. You can watch it on Astro, on your terrestrial TV. So you're talking about your RTMs. It's also on Unify TV. It's also on YouTube TV. So basically, it's super accessible. And if you'd like to catch the opening ceremony with Frida tonight, it kicks off at 7 p.m. Malaysian time,
which is great because it's in Tokyo. So the time difference with us is not so
1 hour.
1 hour. So you know, it's not some ungodly hours, ungodly hour. So do you want to get to the comments?
Yes, let's just wrap up the poll first.
Okay, wrap up the poll on Twitter. You know, so would you want to attend the Olympics, Paralympics virtually? Why not? Leading is yes if it's free. Hi, 42.4%. Okay, and then yes, I would at 23.2%. No, not interested at 18.2%. And no, it's not the same at 15.2%.
Over on Instagram, 77% say yes, 23% say no, they would not want to attend the Olympics and Paralympics virtually. And we have some messages.
Yes, here one that chooses to remain anonymous. I'm particularly fond of the special needs group, so the Paralympics, certainly I will make it a point to support. There's such great human spirit to show the world. One day I'll volunteer for such sporting events because I missed the Sukma version many years ago. Not enough leave to go for 2 months straight training full time. Need to keep job. Still thinking about the missed opportunity. Heads up, an idea for those who may be interested. Also, maybe the only virtual Olympics in a lifetime. Hopefully this will be the only one, right? I mean, this is going to be an experience, and hopefully we won't have any more virtual ones. So an experience in itself. I hear from Dear Ro. He says that Olympics virtually, like the torch not being real fire, but just some orange paper flapping in the wind. Okay, and this is one from Owen. The Badminton World Federation Tokyo campaign is hashtag raise a racket.
Raise a racket.
Hashtag raise a racket. So go check that out. The play starts tomorrow. Also, our first Paralympics. So, you know, these are the games that we are always on the lookout for. Badminton, diving, of course.
Yes.
And what's that again?
Cycling.
Cycling, gymnastics, right? So these are the our, you know, we hope one of them, or surprise, surprise, somebody else in some sort of sports come back with a gold, you know, that will help cheer us up in this country.
Over on Instagram, we have Harish Nair who says, boring.
Hey.
Harish. maybe you're still a little young, lah, you know, but the Olympics can be so uplifting. Yeah. We've got Erica who says, yes, but maybe in the future, not now during the pandemic. I guess Erica also feels like maybe we shouldn't be having the Olympics during the pandemic. And Henry says, let's just all give support, you know, not only to our athletes, but all the athletes out there. And maybe, you know, like just step away from the pandemic for a minute, right? And just enjoy the spirit of humanity and the games.
And you know, just celebrate being alive.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Mm. All right. So I guess that's it. That's a wrap for our show today. Yay. We, of course, kicked off the show with that story about the supply chain finance platform that the Ministry of Finance has launched to assist SMEs. We then moved on to...
You then move on to
GKP 4.0. It's your last chance.
Yes.
You've got to send in your applications by July 31st.
I'm just thinking about the Olympics, right?
Okay. Yes. And that, of course, was our last story of the day about the Olympics and the Paralympics that kick off tonight. Once again, the opening ceremony is at 7 p.m. Malaysian time. So enjoy it over the course of the next week or so. And we'll have more for you on Enterprise Biz Bites on Monday, same time. Richard, Christine and Arvin will be taking you through all the entrepreneurship and tech stories of the week. But for now, we're going to leave you with Rolling Stones and She's So Cold. Thank you for listening to Enterprise Biz Bites, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.